put it around a tall pole where the stock can stand there and eat all the time.
Uh-huh.
They'll soon eat it up anyway. Because it rained on it, it ain't too much good.
Talk about how much wheat you raise to an acre. You'd say we raise 40?
No, about wheat, because I ain't never seen nothing but a small patch. When I was on my way to Colorado Springs when I saw that. I don't know nothing about wheat.
How much, if someone was going to take a whole lot of corn to the mill to be ground, they might take several? If you took more than one bushel, you might be taking several.
It'll take about a bushel.
Well,
that's about three water buckets full.
Uh-huh. If someone took twice as much as that, you say he took two
bushels.
And what do you have to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
You done lost me on the oats now, I don't know.
Say if there's something that we had to do today, just the two of us, you could say we'll have to do it, or you could say, would you say you and I have to do it, or me and you have to do it?
We.
Well, what if you didn't say we? How could you say that?
That's for being proper. If it's something or other, both we have to, if it's something we both got to do together, we say we.
Okay. What if you're talking about some man and yourself having to do something, you'd say?
You done lost me on the means because I don't care anything for them.
You don't care anything for men?
Mm-mm. I ain't got time to worry with them.
Huh?
I ain't got time to worry with them. I got to spend my life now in doing something good. I ain't got time to worry no man.
You spend your life reading the Bible?
That's right, and doing something good. You can't do what you're supposed to do and worry with no man.
You'd say he doesn't want just you or just me for that job. He wants...
I don't know what you say about a man.
Well, would you say someone wants all two of us or both of us? Or
what you mean by someone?
Well, say someone that wanted us to do some work. You'd say that person doesn't need just one of us. That
needs two.
Okay, so the person wants
two.
And if you knock at the door and somebody asks who's there, and you know that they'll recognize your voice, you might answer, it's...
Mm-hmm.
Would you say it's me or it's I?
It's me.
And say if I ask you, was that John at the door? You'd say, yeah, that was...
John.
Or would you say...
That was him.
And if it's a woman, you'd say that was...
Her.
And if it's two people, that was...
Them.
And talking about how tall you are, you'd say, he's not as tall as... Well, if you were comparing his height to yours, you'd say, he isn't as tall as...
I am.
Or, I'm not as tall as...
He is.
And he can do that better...
Than I.
And if you had been to Texas and hadn't gone any more west than that, you'd say, Texas is what west I've ever been.
The best I've ever been was Texas.
And if something belongs to me, you'd say it's...
Not mine.
It's whose?
Yours, yeah, something belongs to someone else.
And if it belongs to both of us, it's...
Us's.
And if it belongs to them, it's...
They, it belongs to them.
Huh?
It don't belong to me.
And if it belongs to him, it...